You know, this is one of those topics that no one really wants to think about, but if you're a parent, a homeowner, married, or helping take care of aging parents, it's something that honestly deserves a little attention. I'm talking about estate planning. And before you tune out thinking it's complicated or expensive, that's actually why I want to mention trust and will. Trust and will makes estate planning feel way less intimidating than it sounds. They offer modern, attorney-designed wills and trusts that you can create online. And the process is surprisingly straightforward. In fact, you can create a will in as little as 30 minutes. That includes things like guardianship for your kids or pets, how your assets are distributed, and even healthcare directives. Don't wait until it's too late. Protect your loved ones with Trust and Will, the most trusted name in online estate planning. Go to trustandwill.com/future to get 20% off. That's trustandwill.com/future for 20% off. trustandwill.com/future.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Now let's turn our attention to Germany. The chief suspect in that deadly attack near Berlin's Pride Parade on Saturday has been shot dead. Irish Times Berlin correspondent Derek Scally is on the line. Good morning, Derek.
Good morning.
First of all, to talk us through what happened yesterday when this individual was found not very far away from where the ramming happened.
Indeed, yeah. The ramming was on Saturday night, late, just before 10 p.m, ending the Pride Parade in a very tragic way, with one woman died at the scene and 29 more injured. And then it was 20 hours later, in the west of the city, in the region of Spandau, that the police got a tip that the 21-year-old suspect, identified only as Abdul B, that he was in an allotment, and special forces surrounded it, called out. He apparently started shooting from a small hut, and at some point emerged, and police say he ran towards them with a knife. They shot him. Efforts to reanimate him at the scene failed, and that was the end of 20 hours of terror, uncertainty and tragedy, really, in Berlin.
What do we know about Abdul Balout?
He was born in Berlin to a family with Lebanese roots in 2005. He seems to have had a bit of a struggle. His family, his mother was a single mother. His father had returned to Lebanon. He seems to have gotten into trouble in school and attached himself to IS, became fascinated with his so-called Islamic State propaganda. Apparently tried to travel to the Middle East twice to join and failed. And was known to police as for Islamist thinking and for following Islamist thought. And one court gave him a suspended sentence earlier this year in May, and he was should have been in prison, but instead the court said suspended sentence, go to anti-radicalization courses. And today he should have been at one of those courses, but instead he's dead.
There will no doubt be questions on the back of that, Derek, as to why this individual was free to do what he was doing, and questions as well about the intelligence service and what they could potentially have done to prevent this tragedy.
Of course, you know, afterwards, everyone's an expert, and many people are saying, why was he released, given everything we know? Well, everything we know now after the fact. But the fact is, there are around 2,000 to 2,500 people, the German authorities say, in Germany, who they would consider as radical Islamist extremists. The government, I was at a memorial event yesterday with Chancellor Friedrich Merz, the Chancellor, and he said, we will do everything to everyone who attacks our freedoms. We will limit their freedoms as far as we can. So on the center right of the German political spectrum, the calls are for far more center left. Berlin would be more a center left city. And they're saying, look, we cannot demonize an entire population group, but on the same time, we cannot downplay anymore the danger, the very real danger that we've seen with our own eyes this weekend from the Islamist scene.
Derek Scally, Irish Times Berlin correspondent, thank you very much for joining us from the German capital this morning.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.